السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: وإياكم والغلو في الدين، فإنما أهلك من كان قبلكم الغلو في الدين، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, has granted us this perfect religion to follow, and Allah ta'ala made it very easy for us. The deen, to practice on deen, is not difficult in any era, in any time, in any place, in any circumstances. Because this is the promise of Almighty Allah, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها, that Allah does not put or place burden upon anyone that he cannot bear it. To work, whatever ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are doable, practical, bearable. No one can say, oh, I cannot do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Khaliq, is our creator, and He knows our faults and our shortcomings and how much, you know, we have capacity to bear a burden. Like manufacturer, you know, the person who is, you know, making the car, he knows the capacity of the engine, how many horsepower is it, how far it can go, what is the mileage, etc. Because he is a mechanic, he knows it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed some abilities and strength and power within us. So whatever is ahkam of the Sharia revealed in the Holy Quran or practically shown by our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, each and every hukam of Allah, each and every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is practical. It is practical. This is a misconception, oh, deen is very hard in Western culture or the place where there is not practice. No, everywhere you go, and if you study and if you understand, then it becomes very easy. Yes, in the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, the Sharia law was very hard. According to the Sharia of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, if cloth becomes dirty, it cannot get clean by washing, by laundry. That portion of the cloth had to be cut off. Or any limb of the body is committed sin, then there is no pardon until that limb is cut off. Then only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to forgive. If anyone breaks your tooth or your eyes, you cannot just say, okay, apologize, and you say, yes, okay, I don't mind. No, you have to take revenge. You have to break his tooth, his eye, his nose, whatever he done to you, you have to take the revenge. That is the insaf, that is the justification. That was the adl in time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. If someone kill a person, then he cannot pay ransom to get away, to protect his life. No, he would be killed by the relatives of the marhum, and that will be equal, you know. Inna nafs bil nafs wal ayn bil ayn wal udhun bil udhun wal sinn wal juruha kisas, ayat of the Holy Quran. That hard the Sharia was in the time of Musa alayhi salam. When they used to take part in the jihad fi sabilillah, and whatever the weapons or animals they used to capture, they used to gather the wealth, they were not allowed to use it for themselves. They had to gather all those booties and put on top of the hill, and fire used to come and used to burn at night.
No one is to allow that, to utilize that booty of the war. Likewise, the qurbani, the sacrifice, was compulsory, but they cannot, you know, enjoy the flesh and meat of the animal, of the qurbani. The whole animal they have to put on top of the hill, and then fire used to come and used to burn that animal. That was the sign of acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the fire doesn't touch, doesn't burn, it means there is deficiency in the qurbani. That's why Allah did not accept. That's how hard it was. Anyone used to commit a sin during the night, in the darkness of the night, you know, the angel used to write it down, the name of the person on his door, that this person has committed zina, or he steal, or he did this, or he did that. The next morning, when people used to come and pass through that house, they used to read, oh, this person did this sin last night, this person did this sin last night. So their sins were exposed for the people. Nobody could hide it. They were not allowed to fish on Saturday. Saturday was, Yawm al-Sabt was holiday. And from the morning till evening, they are not allowed to catch any fish. Brother, can you? Please. They were not allowed to catch the fish or hunt any animal the whole day of Saturday. That is a holiday, you cannot kill. If someone is catching the fish, he's the sinner. So Sharia Musa alayhi salam was very hard, very difficult to follow. Why? Because Bani Israel were very stubborn. They were troubling all the Anbiya alayhi salam to that extent they killed some of the Anbiya alayhi salam. And they were not listening to Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam as well. So as a punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made their Sharia is very hard and very difficult. But for us, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in this world as a rahmatul lil alamin, he's a mercy for whole of the world. So because of his presence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the entire Sharia and granted the Holy Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals several ayat which is indicating that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made your Sharia easy and practical. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never made difficulty in the religion of Islam for you people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, الدِّينُ يُسْرٌ. It is very easy, it is very simple to practice on deen. Whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the options between two laws, you can do this, you can do that, or you can go this way, you can go this way, always Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to choose the easy way. So this is the deen. This is the deen. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go easy way. Don't make yourself in difficulty and hard. Deen is very simple, very easy. So there are so many incidents in the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is proof that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always used to choose the easy way. For example, when he used to lead the salat, right? And during the salat, he used to hear the crying of baby. The mother, sister used to pray behind the man in the Masjid al-Nabawi. So they used to bring the small babies. So the moment Rasulullah used to hear that some baby is crying, he used to shorten his qiraat. He used to make the salat shorten so mother can, you know, take care of the baby. That was the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to shorten his ibadah in order to fulfill the right of the small baby who is crying. He need the mother's assistance, or, you know. And he used to advise the imams that if you are imam, then don't read long qiraat. Make short, because behind you there are elderly people, there are sick people, there are people who are busy. They just had few minutes to join your salat. And if you're reading the lengthy qiraat, then the elderly person cannot stand for that long, or sick person, you know, cannot bear it, or the person who is busy, he can miss something. So always the indication, the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the imams is used to shorten your salat. Yes, if you are praying your nafal salat, tahajjud salat, whatever, you are alone, you recite as long as you want. Because you are individual, you are no one is following you. You are alone by yourself. And that is the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to always pray his nafal ibadat not in Masjidun Nabawi. He just used to come to the Masjidun Nabawi to lead the farais, faraz salat, fajr, zuhar, asr, maghrib. As soon as faraz is over, assalamu alaikum, he used to go into the room. And in the room, in his house, in Mubarak Hujra, he used to pray long, long rakat. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala used to say, you know, after Isha, he used to enter into the house, used to discuss, you know, talk with us a little bit, and then say, oh Aisha, allow me to spread musalla. And then he used to spread the musalla, and whole night he used to stand, sometimes used to make sujood, sometimes to cry for the ummah, whole night. Now, one sahabi came, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praying tahajjud, so I have that zeal, let me follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the salah. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started Suratul Baqarah in first rakat, and he is behind him. He said, maybe after quarter, he's going to go to the ruku. Rasulullah continue, until he's completed Suratul Baqarah, and this person is just standing behind him. Whole Suratul Baqarah is more than 2.5 juz of the, you know, longest surah of the Holy Quran. He completed Suratul Baqarah. So now that sahabi said, I hope now, because Suratul Baqarah is completed, Rasulullah will make sujood or ruku. He said, no, he started Al Imran, then he started Nisa. He said, like 5-6 chapters in one rakat. And the sahabi said, I couldn't bear anymore. I left the salat, I sat down. That was the nafal ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to complain, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why are you putting yourself in so difficulty when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven your sins, past and future? So he used to reply, Kuna abdan shakura, I should not be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has forgiven my sins. But that was the nafal inside the room, but in the masjid, he used to pray very short salah. So they are sahaba, elderly or sick, they can bear that much. There's one incident. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala was imam in one of the masjid. And he started Isha prayer. And the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala were fond of Quran and tilawat of the Holy Quran. They used to enjoy the tilawat of the Holy Quran. So as an imam, he started Suratul Baqarah, he started, and one Ansari Sahabi radiallahu anhu, who was working whole day in his farm, and now it's evening, the Isha Salat, he was physically tired, exhausted, and he just came to pray Isha Salat with the Jamaat, with the congregation, and here the Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu started the long qirat. He's not going into ruku. And that Sahabi said, the whole day I was working hard physically, I was very tired. So in the middle of the salat, I sit down. I couldn't bear physically. And somehow he completed the salam. So when Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala made salam, he found this. He started, you know, shouting him, you become munafiq. How come you cut off the salat and you sit down? Because that was the sign of the munafiqin, the hypocrite. You know, yura unun nas, they used to show off the people, you know, and they never used to pray salat, but kusala, very tiredly, very, you know, somehow they used to make salat, lazy. No, they never used to pray salat with the heart, because there were no iman in the heart. They just want to show off the sahaba that we are also Muslim. So anyway, Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala accused that sahabi that you become munafiq, you didn't like qiraat of the Holy Quran, you sit down. He shouted to him. Now next morning, that sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he complained, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what happened last night. I came for Isha Salat. That Maaz ibn Jabal was the Imam. And he started the Qirat. And he never went for the Rukun. I was tired. I couldn't bear it. So I sat down and then he accused me that I become Munafiq. Rasulullah called Hazrat Muaz. Although Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anh was very close Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in this occasion, he shouted Hazrat Muaz to that extent that Hazrat Muaz said, I wish I wouldn't be the Imam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became so angry on him. Why you put this person in trouble? You have to think about the musallis, you have to think about the people who praying behind you, they might have some problem. So he instructed me very hard. Hazrat Muaz radhiyallahu ta'ala said that I was crying, that I made a big mistake by doing this. Anyway, so ad-dinu yusrun, our religion is very, very simple and easy. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to ride on the animal, camel or horse, and any Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu was fond of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they never used to leave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone in any occasion. They just want to be accompanied with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to learn more and more. So he never used to allow the Sahabi to walk with him while he is riding the animal. Out of mercy, that I am riding and my Sahabi is walking, following me. He said, no. He used to tell him to ride behind him, mount behind him. If is that not possible, he used to tell the Sahabi, go away. Don't walk with me. He didn't like it. And when you come to the streets, he used to greet the children first. Put his Mubarak blessed hand on the heads of the children. And sometimes used to sit down with the slaves. In that culture, it is very hard and difficult. You know, they have ego, they have, you know, prestige. The slaves were not allowed to sit down. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cut off this egoism. And he used to sit down with the slaves and used to eat with them to show the people, I am the Rasul of Allah, but these are my ummatis. They are equal as you people. You people think you are better than him just because you are richer than him? No. Wealth doesn't mean. All are kullu muslimin ikhwa. So this was the practical example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you was to found out that some sahabi passed away and he has some debt on him, so before he used to perform Salatul Janaza, he used to make sure that his debt must be paid off from the Baitul Mal, or to arrange somehow that before I perform his Salatul Janaza, there should be no debt on him. He used to take care of his debt. Then he used to say to the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, this is the general common, our mistakes. That when we get together, we start speaking bad about some person, backbiting, slandering. It's very common in the society. Even the people who regard themselves pious and righteous, when they get together, somehow this topic starts of third person and they start backbiting and saying something bad about him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam strictly instruct the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, please don't say any bad word of any Sahabi in front of me. Even he did wrong, don't mention to me. Because I want my heart should be clean for every Sahabi. I don't do that. When I see him, then I remember, the Sahabi complained about him, he did this and he did that. The moment I see him, then, I recall his mistakes or his sins or wrongdoing. No, I don't want to do that. When I want to see any Sahabi or meet anyone, I want to meet him with a clean heart. So please don't backbite or say any bad word for any Sahabi in my majlis. He never used to allow that. So I have clean heart for everyone. We should practice this Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day,
enter into the masjid. And he found there was a rope hanging from the roof. So he asked Sahaba radiallahu anhu, what is this? He said, this is the roof for Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she spent the whole night in the ibadah, in the prayer. And when he get overwhelmed with the sleep, he hangs herself onto this roof so she cannot sleep. Rasulullah disapproved it. He said, no, cut it off, put it down. And then he said, instructed the Sahaba, the general, for us also, that pray as long as you are fresh, nishat, with the, you know, with the satisfaction and with the rejoice. If you want to pray, pray that long. The moment you oversleep, I mean the sleep, you know, bother you, then you sleep. Stop praying. Don't put yourself in burden. He heard about Hazrat Abdul Rahman, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was very pious Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala alayhi majma'in. So he used to fast whole day every day and used to spend whole night in the ibadah. So when Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah asked, oh Abdullah, I heard about you. Is this true? He said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm worried about Akhira. I worried about Qabr, I worried about Jahannam. So that's why I am making this extra ibadah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam disapproved it. He said, I am more akshallah than you people. Right? He said, Wallahi inni la akshakum lillahi wa atqakum lahu. I am more fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and afraid, I have more taqwa than you people, obviously. Walakinni usalli wa anamu. But look at me, this is my sunnah. I pray salat as long as I feel fresh, and then I sleep at night also. So sleeping at night, also my sunnah. Praying tahajjud, also my sunnah. So you have to balance yourself. Wa asumu wa aftaru. And I don't continue, you know, fasting every day. One day I fast, the next day I don't fast. وَأَتَزَوَّجُ النِّسَىٰ And I get married with the woman. Yani, I mean, satisfy my desire as well. And then he said, فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي That whoever, you know, don't follow my tariqah, does not follow my tariqah, my tradition, my way of life, he is not my ummati, he is not my follower. Then some Sahaba came to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and asked how Rasulullah used to spend you know, his night and day. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, whatever ibadah he used to do. So that's why these three Sahaba decided. One said, I'm going to fast whole day. The other said, I'm going to spend night in the ibadah. Third said, I'm not going to get married. I don't want all these problems. So that's why Rasulullah said, no, that is not my tradition. You must get married, you must sleep at night, portion of the night, and then you must continue making ibadat as well. So we have to keep the balance in every act of our daily life. One more incident. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made muakhat between the Ansar and Muhajirin, as we know, when they migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madina Munawwara. They were, you know, empty-handed. They had no wealth, no provision, no shelter, nothing. So Rasulullah made a brotherhood between the Ansar and Muhajirin. So Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, he made him Akhi Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala was a person who cut off from the dunya and worldly things. He diverted his attention towards the akhirat. Meaning, he never used to worry about next day. He never used to amass wealth or you know, consume wealth in his house. Whatever you got today, you eat, and next day, you don't worry about next day. That was the lifestyle of Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu became his brother in Islam. So one day, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to visit Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
And this is the prior to the hijab, ayat of the hijab was revealed. So as he entered in the house, he noticed that the Umm Darda, the wife of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, had very simple clothing. So he remarked, Umm Darda, what's going on? Are you poor? Need some help? Why are you wearing such a pathetic cloth? He said, Abu Darda has no interest anymore. He doesn't, you know, look at to me anymore. He spent whole night in the ibadat. Why should I adorn myself? And this is the point, my brothers and sisters, especially for the sisters, that we should make up and adorn for our husbands, not for the people. Normally, generally what happens in the house, they don't care about clothing, they're in a pyjama whole day, they don't clean, they don't, you know, they don't, you know, hair, comb their hair, etc. Oh, it's the house. But they had to go out for the function, picnic, event, then they make sure they must make up, put nice dress, comb the hair and put all these things. Why? To show the people. You have to adorn yourself for your husband. That is the real thing. So Umm Darda said, he has no more interest in me. So, and then Hazrat Abu Darda entered into the house, and because he was a guest, he was a brother also, so he prepared a nice food and said, come on, Salman, let's sit down and eat. So Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu sit down, and but Abu Darda is not snatching his hand, he's not eating. So Salman said, why are you not eating? You are my host, I am your guest, let's eat together. He said, I am fasting. That was his habit whole day. Every day he used to fast. So Salman radiallahu ta'ala said, you are my brother, I am your guest. I have right upon you. If you don't partake food with me, I'm not going to eat. I also stay hungry. And that was kind of insult for the Arab, that guest is coming and is not eating. That was big thing for them. So somehow with broken heart, Hazrat Abu Darda had to break his fast and he had to partake the food with Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala. He was nafal, fasting nafal. He can make qaza later on, that's another story. But then Hazrat Salman forced him to eat with him. Then at night they were sleeping. So after Isha, in the beginning period of night, Hazrat Abu Darda stood up because his worried was to spend the night in the ibadah. He doesn't like to sleep. Hazrat Salman forced him, sit down, sleep now, not that early. Then in the middle of night, he stood up again because he's panicking. This is not his habit. His mindset was, I must spend whole night from Isha to Fajr in ibadah. That's a good thing, this is a big thing. Allah will please with that. Hazrat Salman forced him again, midnight. No, still rest. Then the last portion of the night, Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala wake him up. He said, let's go together and pray tahajjud. Hazrat Salman and Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, in the last portion of the night, they pray salat tahajjud together. Now, whatever happened during the day and during the night, Abu Darda was not happy. It was totally against of his habit, against of his system. And he was very, very worried about it. So in the morning, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and complained, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my brother Salman came yesterday as a guest and this is what he did. He forced me to break my fast and he didn't allow me to pray whole night. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after hearing this story, approved and he said, whatever Salman did was right. You were wrong. Don't do it. So, wali nafsika alayka haqqun, wali zawjika alayka haqqun. You know, your body also have right upon you. Your wife also have right upon you. You have to fulfill the right of everybody. You cannot be one-sided. That totally and 100% I'm going to do this and I'm going to ignore and leave things behind me. So this is not the sunnah, this is not the tradition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned about it. Wa iyyakum wal ghulu fi din. He said, be careful, don't exaggerate in the matter of religion, in the matter of Islam.
Why? فَإِنَّمَا أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ الْغُلُوُ فِي الدِّينِ. The previous ummah, the previous nation has been overwhelmed and destroyed because they were, you know, very hard in the deen and they were doing extra things in the deen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made our deen, our religion easy. So that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say that inna hadha deen yusrun. This deen is very, very easy and simple to practice. Wala yushadda deen ahadun. If anyone is overwhelming on the deen, doing extra things other than necessary, illa ghalabahu. But what happens later on, the deen will overwhelm him. And fasaddidu. So you must have the right path, straight path. Waqaribu, you know, come close to each other. Wabashiru, and give glad tidings. Wayassiru, make easy for each other. Wasta'inu bil ghadati wal ruha wa shay'un min ad-dulja. And whatever you can help and bear in the morning, in the evening, in portion of the night, you spend in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you have to fulfill the rights of the others as well. So the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us that we have to balance in every aspect of our life. And if you do that, inshallah, that is the real deen which is taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and desired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice upon it.